Welcome to everyone. Anything from yesterday to be shared or discussed? Yes, please.
One of the causes of suffering is this, because we've been making up and putting on a persona to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so first we must realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to make steps to come to our true nature.
Yeah.
But of course that's a long process.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And what happens in those stages whereby when we believe we're becoming, we want to undertake the process, the spiritual
path.
How do we know we're not creating a new persona, which is of the type of person that is undertaking this path, for one. And for two, how do we navigate the jarring
one thing is like that, you know, persona, we are persona to get something. It's like it's always that is needed to influence, to kind of, you know, to get something out of people, you know, out of anybody. So certainly, you know, like this way is always going to be harmful, you know, because it's like the intention is to get something. And when we go other way, this intention is not, you know, like at least there could be like in the process that some point you want to harm yourself, you know, but not others, you know, like you see your own uglinesses and then you feel, you know, like that is possible, you know, but not possible to harm others because the whole thing is from a different region, like, you know, because I really want to be honest to myself, you know, to be true to myself. So it's like a, but also like, you know, could be that for wrong reasons, you know, like we also can go there, kind of, you know, start. But then again, it will be influencing, you know, again, like through, you know, I will say, you know, I am meditating 18 hours, kind of, you know, like, the statements will be very different, you know, than not talking about my meditation, you know. It will be, you know, I meditate 19 hours, you know, and kind of like 18 hours, 45 minutes, I am in samadhi, kind of, like, those kind of like things, you know. So I think, you know, there will be a way to know, kind of, you know, like, that is this enough?
So it might take time for the people around you to realize.
It will take time, you know, because it's like the simplicity, you know, it's not recognized easily, you know, like the in our like the consciousness we have, like the, not the consciousness, the self consciousness, always recognize specialness. You know, it's built to recognize specialness, not ordinariness. So ordinariness is always left behind. But then also there is like something magical that also some point you have to recognize, you know, suddenly you will be in the corner, like there, you know, not in the front. But nobody will dare to not recognize you at some point. But certainly you have to go, you know, to be in corner, you know, longer time. Like that time has to be spent. So, you know, also there is a kind of like certainty, but of course it takes time.
I think I'm a little bit stuck with this, just giving up the persona, like, right, before we put it yesterday, because I was thinking, how deep does this go? I mean, like, we had this example yesterday, one saying, like, well, then everything which is true, what's true, or is it the identification with it, or whatever, so am I a man or a woman in my case? Then I kind of come up with the idea, well, nothing, it's not true at this level either. I mean, it's just like, if Nisargadatta Maharaj says, I am, that's it. There's nothing else. I mean,
yeah, you know, even I am is like not possible, you know. Even this, you know, is not possible, you know. In ordinariness, you know, I am is also, has no chair, you know, has no seat.
I don't have a glimpse how to do that because
yeah, certainly, you know, that I can understand, you know, like it's really like it's so simple that it's so difficult, kind of, you know, it's like it's the simplest, but also because of being simplest, you know, it seems difficult because we are used to do always keep load, you know. Keep loaded things, you know, keep our hands are never kind of, you know, without load. Like, life is that way. So that's how, you know, like if, how I will, if load is not there, how I will recognize my hands, you know. Like, even to recognize hands, load is needed, you know. If load is not there, we even don't recognize the hands, you know. So this is why, like, it certainly, like, your question is, like, really genuine. But I can only say that, you know, it is possible to do that, you know. And how, I don't know. don't ask me how, yeah.
There's nothing that, like, for example, we're not even talking or anything. I find myself at the sink thinking, oh, I wash my dishes with more awareness than other people, or whatever stupid thing.
Yeah, but kind of, you know,
identity of nothing. There's all the time a craving for.
Yeah, certainly, but you know, don't say that I'm stupid, you know.
Yeah.
Just see yourself simply. Because as soon as you say, I'm stupid, you know, you want to be more stupid, you know. Kind of, it goes like this way, you know. Okay, you know, I want to, you know. Mm-hmm. So just simply see. And then you see it works, you know, without making any statement, you know, seeing that even when I'm washing plates, you know, I I'm comparing myself, you know.
So just observe it.
Just see it, you know.
I think between what we call making up a persona and being true and authentic, there's a whole gray area in between.
Yeah, of course.
And it's really a matter of degree.
It's a matter of degree. Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's like you know, and degrees are like, 1 degree is divided into 360 degrees. You know? Degrees are not only degrees, you know, like degrees are like, you know, again divided into 360, you know, like, kind of that. It's like, it's so many, like, things.
Yeah, because, for example, you know, like, even You know, like on your website or the Open Dharma website, you know, when you and Jaya and Gemma, you talk about yourself, and you give your spiritual CV.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? How much of that is persona? How much of that? There's always a certain amount.
Yeah.
Just because it is a website for the purpose of publicity.
Yeah, yeah, certainly.
Certainly, there is a certain element of PR,
personal,
marketing.
Yeah, of course, yeah. It's marketing, you know. Website is for the marketing.
Yeah.
So kind of like also from that, you know, like what happens, also from that, like we feel that we get some people whom, you know, genuinely we can help. Also, we feel that we get some people who should not come. Also, you know, that is there. But, you know, kind of, somehow, you know, we have to deal with that. And kind of like we try to be as honesty we know. Like, there could be that I really don't know 100% honesty, you know. But as much as I know, I try to be that honest, you know. Like, I'm not saying that I'm 100% honest, you know. But as much as honesty I know, I try to be that honest. But certainly, you know, there is business. Kind of, yeah, you are right. Yeah. But, like, also it feels of some help, you know. Like, also that I feel, you know. Yeah. That it's like certainly we get some genuine people, you know, who would have not come without the website. So both parts are there, you know. Vasishtha keeps on and he's saying sankalp matra vibhaven kritat anarth sankalp matra vibhaven susadhitartham santos matra vibhaven mano vijit nityoditen jayame niripsiten. So I think last evening he was talking about like when like all this be quality mind is not there, when the budging mind is not there, then certainly like this mirroring quality or flame, which really reflects our true nature. And now he's saying, certainly, like when you act upon, when you go far from this life of persona towards your true nature, certainly in between many times you will find kind of like a difficulty, you know, many times you will find that it's not working, you know, that kind of, you have to go through that kind of period. And then he's saying, like, if you manage to go through, you will find like a like he's saying, like, you know, you will find your own meaning. Right? You know, like why it will be difficult? Because so far you are used to the meaning of like meaning which is given by people, you know, like kind of truth described by Buddha, you know, like not described by yourself. So truth described by Buddha, understood by you, is not same truth as when you realize yourself, you know. It can never be. Like the understanding which comes without experiencing, it's never same as it is. So difficulty will be that when you go on the path, every day you will get fresh meanings. And it's not written in the book. It's written, but what you have understood from that writing is very different. So then there is nobody to confirm, you know that. So then, of course, you don't trust yourself because you are the only one, you know, and Buddha and his family is like really big, you know, like it's kind of, you know, around the world, you know, how many people say that and you are alone. So saying like you really have to kind of suffer, you know, because of this difference, you know, difference of understanding. And if you manage to, like he's saying, like if you manage to, because one thing is possible that you stop, you know, this is not, I'm not getting what Buddha is saying. Like we could decide that, okay, you know, what I'm getting is like very ordinariness, you know, and what I should get, you know, I should have like a aura around my face and, you know, people should look me like Buddha, you know. And none of, like, you know, even my family, you know, is saying that you are little nut, you know. What I am getting is that. So you could decide to stop it, you know. Like he's saying, but if you keep on, so saying, like, you know, you will manage to be happy with your meaning. Like, you know, a kind of like new meaning which really corresponds your heart. Really, like it's kind of like it gets trueness in it. And certainly, like he's saying, like what will be a helpful friend in this process? Like having patience, because of course, if you don't have patience, you know, many times you will throw your mala, you know, if you are chanting with mala, you will throw your mala and say, okay, I'm going back, you know, and working with kids, you know, like getting ordinary life. But he's saying, like, if you have patience, you know, if you keep on, No, you will also keep on your mala and keep on chanting, and certainly mano vijitte, like certainly the quality of mind will be transparent. And he's saying, like, the word he's using, it's like it will rise every day, kind of the mind, like if we really look nature of our mind, it's always like yesterday, you know. The mind we have, it's always from the past. It's not from today, not even from today. Like, you know, it really, like, we compare from our past, or, you know, it could be the past of Buddha, you know, like what we have. So he's saying, like, if you keep on, then you will get quality of mind which rises when you rise, you know. When you get up, also mind will get up, you know. It will not have any quantity of past. Like, it will rise with your rise. Like, every day at sunrise, you know, when you also rise, mind will also rise. And he's saying, like, the way he's trying to describe, he's saying, jaya mehi, you know, like, because certainly, again, we have to know that this is description of family of warriors. So certainly, you know, the winning is, like, most important, you know, part of that. So he's saying, like, certainly, you know, you will be victorious, but means, like, really another kind of happiness, you know, which doesn't rely on anything, you know, which doesn't rely on Ivan, you know, kind of, you know, because, like, if my happiness relies on him, you know, you know, he can say, okay, you know, I'm not managing anymore, and then I will be left crying, you know.
And other people will be happy.
So he's saying, like, certainly the happiness you are, we cannot call actually happiness, you know, at that point, but somehow, I don't know what to call, but something refreshing will always be there, because it's so, like, life is so refreshing. Like, that kind of life is so refreshing. So, like, this feeling of victoriousness, but without having one, like, you know, anybody, that will be there. So, any questions, please?
I can see where I've been, mm-hmm. but I can't see where I am, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because it's, like, you know, there is, like, the what we see through is via recognition. Mm-hmm. Like, recognition is the most important part of our life. So, like, if you recognize, and generally, like, we recognize from the past. Mm. So, because maybe, like, where you are, there is no past, so that's why it's, like, you know, you see, but you, like, you know, true will be to say that I see, but I don't recognize.
Okay.
Kind of, you know, like you are saying that I don't see, but I will say that I see, but I don't recognize, because there is no recognition faculty, no, there is nothing which I can match with.
Okay.
Yeah. So he keeps on, you know, like he doesn't stop, so what can I do, you know? So now he's saying, Param Pavanaya Vimanastaya Samtaya Mataya Atma Vidamapi Samit Samitaya Amitaya Ant Hantaya Yad Sist Majam Padma Stut. So saying like, you know, this like he's using mind, you know, here like Bhimana, like the quality of mind you have, he's calling not mind, you know, like it's not same mind as we have. So it will be Bhimana, like kind of just to make a difference that it's not same kind of mind you have. And his calling is like it's very, very like, you know, pious. Pious, is there in other word? Like he's saying, like it's
kind of devoted.
Not devoted. It's like really, like purity. It's so that impurity is not possible. Kind of, you know, like a. Like there is a purity which could be impure, you know, which could be, and there is a purity which not possible to make it impure. So saying like param pavaneya bhimna, like the quality of mind will be which cannot be affected by any kind of impurity. You know, any, like a, it's not possible to to dilute anything in that. No, it's like a, and then samtaya, like a. You know, because of this quality, like, you know, generally, like I have a mind which I see me different than other people. Like, you know, I am pro to me, kind of, you know, like I'm always the hero, kind of, and then other people, you know, if they are helping me to be hero, they are also hero. If they are not helping, they are kind of zero. Like this is like, you know, like as human, like, you know, we have this. So saying that actually like a without any emphasis, I will see me as others, like equanimity. Samtaya, like, so equanimity, generally we try to be equanimous, you know, because it's, we hear that is helpful. So not that kind of equanimity, you know, equanimity which is not caused by kind of anything. So that kind of equanimity will be there, you know, like automatic equanimity. And the, like, there is another very smart guy within us, you know, like, kind of, which is called, you know, this intellect, we say, intellect, always deciding pro to me, you know, always, kind of, like, even, many times I decide not pro to me, only if I can get more from that decision. Like it's always that kind of case. So saying Mateya. Mateya means like the intellect, you know, this decision-making faculty, which has been always twisted, you know, towards me, that will get straight, like really, like a, yeah, I think, you know, that will get straight, and Atma Vidamapi. Like a, not a speak I, like, you know, so far always has been twisted towards me, so always chanting I, kind of, you know, chanting Ajay, you know, Ajay and others, and because of being straight, will not chant Ajay anymore. And Samitaya, Amitaya, Ant Hantaya. And because of this, because if there is no specialness left, you know, everything will be very calm, you know. I will not have my antennas on always, you know. Like generally, as soon as I come out, like if I'm in my room, even then my antennas are on, you know, I'm comparing, you know, Jaya really speaks so well, you know, and my English is not so well, like even inside. And when I come out, you know, it's more like all antennas are always to compare with others, you know, like which the first thing, you know, I look, Kailas is wearing nice kurta, my kurta is not as nice as his, like it's always that way. So it's saying like, because everything is, there is no antennas on.
What is
the word
antenna?
Antenna, yeah. Like, you know, to compare, then everything like ceased, you know, there is no bubbling, there is no budginess of beach anymore, kind of, because it's, no, it's accepted, you know, or, you know, I am, like, the way I am, you know, there is no change needed. So, that's why he's saying, like, samitaya, like, really, without any effort, you will find yourself, like, without any antenna, you know, without any like without seeing outside, you know, you can really relax. And certainly once you relax, like in that way, you know, in this way, saying, like if you are compelled to relax, you know, kind of like there is no way that you can like stand again, you know, because it's like it has come via all faculties coming together. So certainly there will be death of you, kind of like you as Ajay, as special Ajay, will die. Certainly death of you will happen. And yet avasist, whatever, you know, certainly death will happen, but something will be left, something which is not Ajay, you know, which is not of that. So yet avasist, what will be left, he's saying, like, certainly will have Padma. Padma means like lotus, you know, certainly will have this blossoming quality, kind of like a like the quality of life, which is always blossoming, always
could you just speak something about like the kindness that is important also during this process?
Yeah, certainly, you know, the kindness is very important, because it if you are not kind to yourself, you know it will be difficult. So it's very important, but like, of course, like also another kind of kindness will come, you know. There is like a kindness practiced, you know, like all qualities also are practiced and they are helpful. But just always to know that this is not the quality, you know, this is my practiced quality. You know? Like the quality will just be inbuilt in this blossoming quality. But also there is a help from cultivated quality. But always it's good to know that this is my cultivated quality. It's not my de quality. It's I have cultivated that.
The suffering is seen clearly.
Mm-hmm.
How much suffering it causes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that it can fall away quite rather than very very slowly? Recognition, it can be quite dramatic.
It could be quite dramatic, you know.
Like, oh.
Yeah. Also like that, you know, like oh, you know, like to some people that way it has happened, you know, like just like oh, you know, even not oh, you know. Yeah. You know, it's certainly possible. Yeah. Magazines.
We have these magazines, and they're called like Hello magazine.
Hello.
Grazia or something. And they're full of people that live in big houses and that are very famous. It's like the glamour.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
glamour of life.
The,
yeah.
The kind of at the extreme end of what is considered to be desirable.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something very seductive about those magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you've just kind of done a 20-day meditation retreat, and there's like a Hello magazine sitting in the dentist surgery, it's really tempting to pick it up
and open.
You know, always in the dentist or the doctors or your friend,
mm-hmm.
you have one, and there's always a. Like that's the kind of
extreme
of it. It's like being glamorous.
Yeah.
Or
it's
kind of wanting to be slightly glamorous. Or
yeah, you know, I think, you know, that is like the part of life, you know, we have adapted. And of course, like you know, in this magazine, you know, there will be, say, advertisement and somebody certainly would have all that, somebody. And if you visit that person, he will be looking for something more, kind of. No?
Yeah.
There is no end even to magazine, you know, kind of, you know. It's always like something more, you know, like it's never enough, kind of, in that way. No, I no, I think it's really good to
brought the whole tone down.
But you know, I think it's really good to, you know, to also mention, you know, something like that. So.
But it's also a kind of playfulness in it. Because you know it's like a fairy tale or
something.
Yeah, but that's it's kind of playful to do it. You were talking yesterday about the kind of nasty things that you do as a persona.
Mm-hmm.
But some nasty things are just also quite funny and playful to do, and they're not harming anyone.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly. Yeah. You know, like, I think, you know, but, you know, if you know, then it's, you know, it's like anything, you know, even this, like, the supreme of these magazines will be also playful, you know, because if you know, if you don't, then same will be causing you pain, you know, same thing, because I don't have, you know, like she has, I don't have, kind of. So, like when you know, you know, like life is a play, kind of, life becomes a play. And when you don't know, you know, it causes suffering.
AJ. How do you know for sure that you get to a point that you have no persona, your persona is left?
Yeah, because it doesn't seem right to have one.
But a person could think,
because certainly, like, you know, like, person could also think that, but it's probably, you know, thinking starts much before that. Like when you are proceeding, like there comes a time that, you know, thinking doesn't seem good enough. And then you also proceed more and more and more. So thinking has left you in Delhi and you are in London now, kind of, you know. So you know that thinking has been with me, but until only Delhi, you know. And now I am in London, so it cannot be my thinking. Like also, very clearly you know that thinking left you in Delhi, also that, yeah.
But could you mistake a stage? You have some kind of experience?
Yeah, like many. It's not like one kind of, you know, like the...
You mistake it as the finish? You mistake it as the falling away of your persona?
You know, it's because like you are not making it up, you know. Like you are simply walking towards simplicity and it's not to show off. So why? Because you can miss only when you are in hurry. And if you are kind of like stepping, you know, kind of, you know, cleaning your like earth and stepping and cleaning your earth like very slowly, then I think it's very difficult to make that mistake. You know, like I understand. If I'm doing that to prove me, to, you know, to be recognized, then certainly, you know, that mistake is, I think, you know, every time possibility of that mistake will be, you know, because I'm not moving out of my simplicity. I'm moving out of not my simplicity. Then always, I think every time it will be a mistake, you know. I will say, I have no persona. But if, like generally, like in this path, you know, knowledge always comes after, you know. knowledge is like slower than the life. Like life happens, and many times like you know very late that you have arrived there. So this is why it's not that first you know, then you step. If you step, and after you've made many, many steps, then you know. So this is why it's almost like very difficult to not know that when you are making it up, you know, you will certainly, if you are making it up, also you will know that I'm making it up. Because you know, like it's the way is very different, you know. Like it's you are really walking, not for anything, you know. You are just walking, and you know, because mistake is possible. If you know first, then you can imagine, you know. Like if I know London, then I can imagine that I'm in London while I'm in Delhi. But if I don't know London, and I am in London, and I don't know that I am in London, you know, like only after when I met you and, you know, we say hello, and you said, this is London, then I know that. That is very difficult to kind of, you know. Yeah.
You know, I really see Ed's point.
Yeah, you know, I understand. Yeah, yeah, but then, like you know, also you can see my point. You know, I don't deny, you know, his point. You know, but also you cannot deny my point. You know,
I'm not denying your point.
No, I'm not saying, you know, like what kind of, you know, like you know the point, you know, because it's knowledge always after, you know, and this is why. Like you are in London, but you don't know. You only know when somebody kind of, you know. Like recognition always comes very late. And if that is not the case, then certainly, you know, he's right. Like if.
Kind of. Yeah, but what I'm saying is mm-hmm. there are many people and called teachers, enlightened masters, mm-hmm. shamans. Mm-hmm. Who really totally delude themselves into thinking they are enlightened,
yeah.
But actually they are just full of crap.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you, yeah, certainly. Yeah. No, I agree there, yeah. No, I'm not saying that, you know, everyone is like that, you know. But I'm saying that, you know, like when you walk that way, it's not possible. Eh?
Okay, so maybe kind of a related question. Mm-hmm. So how would you know? How can you see
mm-hmm.
if someone is simply deluding themselves,
mm-hmm.
selling himself or herself as an enlightened guru, or if that person is the real deal?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, it's very difficult, like, for you, but not difficult for me.
Yeah.
It's very easy for me to see that. This is what I can say.
That's helpful.
No, it's not helpful. I also know this because there is no other way, you know, there is no other way, kind of. No. Like, it's possible to know, but, like, only when you know. Before that, it's not possible.
So we can call you if we're in doubt.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know if I will be ready to wear that role, you know. But kind of, you know, like, it's certainly, like, all this marketing is going on, you know, there.
But you just have to, like, trust your intuition.
Yeah, but also, like, many times intuition is also... Not intuition, you know. It's kind of out-tuition, you know. Like me.
You have to trust something.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah.
Can you speak more about that, that discernment between what's intuition and what's another delusion of your own judgment?
Yeah, because it's like, generally, like, what happens, like, we suggest ourselves, you know? And that goes very deep, and then it comes from in. Seems like, you know, it comes from in, but it's like out tuition, you know, you kind of, you know. And intuition is without getting any kind of tuition in, like, it's really in, yeah, so many times that happens. So, yes, please.
Kind of creative qualities, kindness or whatever, and then the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a gap between the creative and the, and like, when it's...
Yeah, there is, there will be a gap, kind of, like, because this created, you know, will have, like, kind of life, you know, there is, it will have, like, some kind of life, and then... Like when you...
You mean lifespan?
Yeah.
Like duration?
Maybe not, like some kind of like given life.
Mm.
And then when you stand in real, because like what you have created, you have to give water and, you know, like you have to really make it alive day by day. So what happens like when you fall in real, you stop that. Doing, like, giving water to this created one, and then it dies. And when it dies, then you know that you are kind of like, it's a different kind of, you. Like the created, we have to really give water every day. It's like, by our watering, by.
So when I stop watering the created,
yeah.
Is it a process?
Is
stop watering, like, stopping watering the creative quality? Like, is it immediate?
No, not immediate. But, you know, like, still, it will be alive for, you know, some time, like this. Without watering, you know, it will, like, you know, more, ask you more, you know, please water, please, kind of, you know, that. Many times. But certainly, you know, it will die at some point.